USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The fate of the Remain in Mexico policy, which forces asylum seekers to wait south of the border, is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. Texas is suing to keep it in place.
The president undoubtedly has broad foreign policy discretion, powers in dealing with foreign governments. That doesn't give the president a basis for ignoring a congressional command.
State Solicitor General Judd Stone arguing that under the Immigration and Nationality Act, if Homeland Security cannot detain illegal immigrants, it must send people to Mexico. Consumer confidence is slipping amid soaring inflation. The Conference Board's consumer index falling 0.3% in April after a modest increase last month. The board's Lynn Franco noting purchasing intentions are down overall, but Americans still plan to buy big-ticket items like cars and major appliances. USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with. Did a really good job and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they would do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The coronavirus is continuing to spread at the White House.
The White House is reporting Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday tested positive for COVID-19. Harris, who is fully vaccinated and received a booster shot back in October, has no symptoms. She will isolate and work from the Vice President's residence in Washington. Should be noted, vaccinated Democrat Senators Chris Murphy from Connecticut and Ron Wyden from Oregon also tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Both have mild symptoms. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising home prices are coming close to breaking records. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for February shows a 19% annual gain in home prices. That's the third highest reading in the index's history. Sunbelt cities, including Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami, show the biggest gains, with Phoenix up nearly 33%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows, $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Spring planting season has begun for many farmers, and though their crop prices are higher than they've been in years, the war in Ukraine is causing skyrocketing costs for farmers here in the United States. Farmers are being hit with price hikes across the board in fuel prices and equipment, but especially fertilizer. All of this has people calling it quits when it comes to farming, which has Stephanie Nash, who is a farmer, concerned.
We've seen 45,000 dairy farms go out since 2003. I'm worried for my beef farmers, the processing plants, how four major packers are depending on the price. I'm worried about pretty much all of agriculture. What is our future looking like? And how are Americans going to rally around our agriculture communities? We must support our local agriculture, and we cannot let regulations kill off our food supply.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted. No one hit the jackpot in the Powerball on Monday, so Wednesday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $454 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.